This is my Peachtree Road Race episode, and it's going to be episode 104 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. Well, here it is, July 4th morning, and I'm down at the start line, or in my time group slot anyway, which is probably a half mile from the start line. I thought I would give you a little bit of an update before the race on what transpired in order to get to this spot. This morning I got up about 4:30 and got ready and drove to Ainslie Mall. And normally when I get down to Ainslie Mall prior to Peachtree, I'll walk over to the MARTA station at Art Center, which is about 2 miles away, to catch the train to the start line. Well, today I went to Starbucks, which is in Ainslie Mall, got me some coffee. Then I called Uber on my iPhone and got them to come pick me up and take me to the start line. So I didn't have to walk or any of that. And I got to my designated area in plenty of time, and I didn't have to do any extra walking or anything. It was really great. And I think that's what I'm going to do from now on. So I'm down here waiting for the race to start. I think my time group's going to start about 8:10 this morning. So I'll get back to you after the race is over. See you later.
2, 1, mark 6:59.
Hi everyone. Well, today is July 5th, the day after the Peachtree Road Race. So I thought I'd give you my update on how I did, which probably wasn't the best race I ever had, and it definitely was probably the slowest Peachtree I ever had. Allegedly, I'll have to use my excuse that the humidity was about 90%, and well, I guess the temperature was around 75 during the race. I can't say that that really affected me that much. It may have. It's a good excuse to have. But anyway, they have these different color codes for weather, you know. And when the race started, it was code yellow, which was a caution code because of the high humidity. And by the time I got to mile 3 of the race, it had been changed to code red. So it was pretty muggy and uncomfortable day. But I've run in worse. So I can't use that for a big excuse of why I was so slow. When I say so slow, I think my official time was a 75:22, which is close to 10 minutes slower than last year. And probably there were a couple of contributing factors besides the weather. I mean, weather's always a good excuse to use to run slower. And, I mean, I didn't go out of my way to race this one anyway. I just was having a good time. So basically, I was using my Galloway timer, and I had it set on 50-second run, 20-second walk. And I started it from the start of the race and just chugged along, enjoying myself. Being back in Group J, you're so far back anyway that it's like, you know, it's not competitive back there, and a lot of the people are slower, so you kind of get into that rhythm of the people you're running with, and you really don't pick up the pace. At least I didn't. So, I mean, I had a good run. I was comfortable. The weather wasn't comfortable, but I don't think it really bothered me that much. I just enjoyed myself and ran the race and got my 38th peach tree in. Well, when I got down to the finish line, went into Piedmont Park, went over to the, I can't think of the name of the place that they had it in, but anyway, the Atlanta Track Club had a after peach tree party for members, and they gave you two tickets for two Michelob Ultra beers. I went over there and went to the party, got one beer, drank about half of it, and put it in the garbage. I never got the second beer because I'm not a real big fan of Michelob Ultra anyway. But after that, I walked over to Ainslie Mall where my car was parked, and Jeff Galloway's Pedipides Running Store is in Ainslie Mall, and he has a after race party every year at Ainslie Mall. So I went over there, walked over there from Piedmont Park, which is probably a mile and two tenths, I would say. And of course, they had beer tickets there too. Got two free beer, and I got two Coors, which I brought both of them home. I never drank either one of them at the party. I drank some water, and I had a couple of muffins. That they had the bagels and muffins and things like that to munch on, as well as the beer. And I hung around there for a while. I talked to Jeff briefly. And then I got my car and came home. I could tell that I wasn't as in good a shape as last year, just because after I got home, my legs were a little sore, and normally they aren't. So I felt like maybe I should have trained a little bit better for this race. But then again, it was Peachtree, and I normally don't train for Peachtree, so I really wasn't concerned that much about how I did or whatever. So I just had a good rest of the afternoon here at home. We had cooked out on Sunday, so we had a lot of leftovers for the 4th, so I didn't have to cook out on the grill on the 4th because we had done it the day before. So, watched TV, hung around the house the rest of the day, and I'm looking forward to starting a 5K training program. I haven't done a 5K training program in a long time, and I just thought maybe that would be a way to try to get a little bit of speed back. I mean, the older I get, the slower I get, but I guess you can get to a point where if you actually train seriously, you won't lose quite as much of your speed, and maybe I could get a little bit of it back by doing a 5K training program. So I'm going to try that and see how that works out, and I'll give you some updates on how that's going. I had originally gone on Runkeeper because they have training programs on Runkeeper, and Galloway has a 5K training program on Runkeeper for I think trying to break 30 minutes for the 5K. And I signed up for that, but then I started thinking, well, I think he has a 5K training program app for the iPhone. So I went on the App Store and found the, I think it was Lolo or whatever it is, 5K app, Galloway 5K app and downloaded it on my phone, and I thought I would try using it and see how that works out. It's pretty much, I compared it to the one on Runkeeper, and it looks to me like it's the same exact program, except on the iPhone, it leads you through it as you're doing your workout with background music and all that. And on the Runkeeper, of course, it just shows you what workout you should do for each day. So I'm going to be starting that next week, and I'll let you know how that goes. So my 38th peach tree is over, and I'm looking forward to my 39th. So this is episode 104 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. And let me see, what else can I think of? Oh yeah, both my Lost Trail Runner podcast and my Ron's Update podcast are now on Google Play Music. So if any of you happen to have an Android device and you want to listen to either one of the podcasts, you can get both podcasts on Google Play Music. Of course, I've got an iPhone, so I don't know how it sounds on Google Play. But if somebody happens to have an Android and listens to it, let me know how it is. So I'll see you later. Bye. I wanted to let you know that I have a SpeakPipe widget on my website. The widget can be used to call in and leave comments about the podcast. I'll put the link in the show notes of the podcast. I also have an email address if you want to send me a comment via email. It's ron@losttrailrunner.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.